Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. Very busy day today here on the program, as well as up at WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news coming out of the Raw show, the SmackDown show. We've got some mixed martial arts news as well. Raw ratings from Monday night. We have the SmackDown show. Main event was a ladder match between AJ Styles and everybody's favorite wrestler. This guy, James Ellsworth, should be the underdog from the underground. I hate the term, but it would be better for James Ellsworth than Sami Zayn. But James Ellsworth had a ladder match with AJ Styles. If you did not see the show, I am not making that up. They did a ladder match. And the stipulation was that if James Ellsworth beat AJ Styles in a ladder match, he would get a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight title down the line. And sure enough, he beat AJ Styles in a ladder match. Now, this is completely preposterous, but I will give AJ Styles credit that he did a great job in a ladder match with James Ellsworth, of all people. He made it somewhat believable with his crazy bumping, taking a super kick, and managing to get his leg wrapped up in the ropes. He did the best job he could. But it's ridiculous. James Ellsworth in line for the WWE World Heavyweight title. I know everyone loves James Ellsworth, but if they did this on a three-hour Raw, people would be up in arms about this storyline. But it happened on SmackDown, so I'd like your reaction. You can give us a call today, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. We're going to kick it off after the break. News and more, Wrestling Observer Live, here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of news to get into here today. Take your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. I got a buddy, whose name I will not mention, who watches all of the WWE programming, and like many, a big fan of SmackDown, but man, says that James Ellsworth jumped the shark on last night's show. When he was signed to a contract, he had a ladder match with AJ Styles, the champion. He beat AJ Styles in a ladder match. And granted, there was help from Dean Ambrose. But even though there was help from Dean Ambrose, I mean, James Ellsworth did super kick AJ Styles. And this caused AJ to get his foot caught in the ropes. And then James Ellsworth just climbed up and got the contract. So it was only a mild screw job. So now, at some point, James Ellsworth is going to get a shot at the WWE World Heavyweight title. This was too much for this fella. Just killing the product for him, he says. Mike, did you see the SmackDown show?
I saw the bits with Styles and Ellsworth. I'm surprised that this is the thing that has now pushed this man over the edge when it comes to SmackDown and James Ellsworth in general.
Why?
Why now?
Well,
if all of this ridiculousness is going on, he has already beaten the heavyweight champion of the world, who is not only the heavyweight champion of the world, he is AJ Styles, arguably the best wrestler in the world over the last couple of years. Yet this, with Dean Ambrose, to me, Dean Ambrose in a Ottawa Senators sweater was probably more offensive than anything, but I'm surprised that this would be the thing that pushed it over the edge, although I am sure that gentleman is not alone with having a shelf life mentally when it comes to James Ellsworth. And I guess it is just when you get sick of this thing, because it has been cute, and I'm actually still okay with it continuing on. But when you're at a lack of superstars and you have a lack of superstars, James Ellsworth isn't going to be saving WrestleMania.
I think the idea is that they're running this idea into the ground. They had an idea. As you noted, it was cute. They did a couple of things with it. And, I mean, come on. Give me a break. Yes, he beat AJ Styles twice, but Dean Ambrose was the referee. He wouldn't count for AJ Styles. And then he hit him with his finish and threw the dude on top. This was a match. And while Dean Ambrose did interfere, as noted, it was a super kick from James Ellsworth that got AJ wrapped in the ropes that allowed Ellsworth to climb up and get the contract and get a championship match. He beat AJ Styles, and now he's getting a title shot. This was too much. Now,
you know what?
Here's the other thing.
I get it.
Here's the other thing. I want to ask everybody about this, because if you read the results of SmackDown, just on paper, Dean Ambrose comes off as such, he's got to be turning heel. I mean, on paper, he's just, the babyface GM doesn't want this guy interfering in the main event. And he's trying so hard to just get him out of the building for this match. Dean Ambrose keeps coming back. He's as annoying as he could possibly be. And then in the main event, he does in fact help James Ellsworth win, which I guess could be construed as a babyface move. But let's stop and think about this for a second. Dean Ambrose is facing AJ Styles for the title at the next pay-per-view, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong about this?
Nope,
I'm pretty sure I'm right.
You're right.
It's AJ Styles versus Dean Ambrose.
Yes, sir.
So why is Dean Ambrose going out of his way? It's one thing when you're helping James Ellsworth beat AJ Styles in non-title matches just because you don't like AJ and you're trying to screw with the guy's head and you're trying to humiliate him. But he's helping James Ellsworth get a championship opportunity. This, to me, comes off as a guy who wants this geek to be the champion so that he can then beat him and win the title. Am I missing something in this storyline?
The only thing I would add on to that is if this was another era, it would happen with him pile-driving Ellsworth through a table outside the ring. But yes, I am with you in that. That is where my mind would go from a wrestling point of view, whether they do that or not. I don't know, but yeah.
It's like
you're trying
to set up a weak challenger.
Exactly.
I'm just baffled by the storyline.
Well, here's why you have to think that way, too, because if you put some logic behind it, you know, what does it mean a whole lot to defeat AJ Styles when you have already helped James Ellsworth, this geek, defeat AJ Styles three times? You know, so I guess it depends on how much logic you want to wrap around it. And just back to the Ellsworth thing for a minute. I know this Ellsworth thing is getting long in the tooth and I still have a little bit more time for it, but it's not even that Ellsworth is getting all of this attention. It's the fact that, and they tried last night, American Alpha hasn't been advanced anymore. There have been a lot of people on this show since the split happened where we have not seen any advancement whatsoever. We've seen a lot of James Ellsworth. We've been excited about James Ellsworth because they've put thought into his story. Yet there's so many other people who don't. And people have not responded to Baron Corbin. They haven't responded to some other people. They have to some others like Alexa Bliss, but not to the level that you need them. So I don't think this Ellsworth story would be even as bad, even though it doesn't make any sense from a wrestling point of view. To a point, it wouldn't be as bad if there were other good things going on the show. We'll have to see, but right now there really isn't.
So that's the James Ellsworth storyline. We've got a couple of text messages here about this that are somewhat concerning. This person says, it felt like they were building to Ambrose versus Shane McMahon last night, and Ellsworth is still so fantastic, but definitely complimented by his talking smack appearances. I like James Ellsworth. I think James Ellsworth is great in his role, but expanding his role into a guy who's getting a championship opportunity, as someone noted, it's not a title shot. It's a championship opportunity. They're getting too cute now. And the idea of Shane McMahon, I'm done with Shane McMahon wrestling. I do not want to see Shane McMahon versus Dean Ambrose. I do not want to see Shane McMahon versus Brock Lesnar. I don't want to see Shane McMahon versus anybody. Shane McMahon's going to hurt himself. He's got kids. Every time he gets in the ring, something crazy happens. I mean, the guy, I've mentioned this before, he does backstage skits, and he did one a couple of weeks ago where he talked about how his brains were rattled. Like, Daniel Bryan can't wrestle, but Shane McMahon, who admittedly has a rattled brain and seems to have a tough time getting through all of his promos that he has to memorize, why is this guy in the ring? He's 48 years old. He doesn't wrestle. He's not in shape to wrestle. Like, let's just do what's right for everybody's health. It's not even like he's super over anymore. He was super over when he came back for The Undertaker, but he's not getting that kind of reaction now. We don't need to see this guy in the ring. This person says Ellsworth earned a championship opportunity. He is the best character on TV. Goldberg squashing Ellsworth is pay-per-view main event worthy. Hey, listen, let me tell y'all something. I got a booking scenario for everybody. So, the Royal Rumble has to happen, and Goldberg's music hits with like 10 guys in the ring. And Goldberg comes down, And he throws all 10 of these guys out, just massacres them like he did that security arrangement. And so Goldberg's got to be standing all alone in the ring. And everybody has to expect that the next person, obviously, is going to be Goldberg. But instead, it's Ellsworth. And he can slowly come to the ring as everybody does the Ellsworth chant. And then Goldberg can absolutely obliterate the guy. And then Brock Lesnar comes down. Or, nah, I don't like that idea. That's too corny. I was thinking of an idea, but it's actually too corny. I cannot complain about Ellsworth getting a championship opportunity and then come up with a corny idea. Like Ellsworth surviving 2 minutes and then Lesnar comes down. And it's Lesnar, Goldberg, and James Ellsworth. And they double kill him and then kill each other. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 7 year old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the award-winning and revolutionary online learning program that's changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Designed by teachers and early childhood learning experts, ABC Mouse seamlessly aligns with what your child is already learning in school. And with over 7,000 learning activities and more than 650 lessons, it's the most comprehensive early learning site on earth.
I have been teaching for 13 years, and I've never seen a program like ABC Mouse. It encompasses science, math, reading, social studies.
It's just endless what they can learn on ABC Mouse. I've always had to use 20 websites, and now I can just use one.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/free to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/free. abcmouse.com/free.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person here says, what's the schedule for the rest of the week? Well, we will not be live on Thanksgiving. We'll do a replay that day. But we will be live again on Friday, Black Friday. So if you want to hear the show, that's your next opportunity to do it after today. Or you can sign up online, WrestlingObserver.com. And get full access to all of the shows, including this afternoon's Filthy Four Daily, Very, very big show. We'll be talking about SmackDown. We'll be talking about Impact. We'll be talking about Filthy Tom's B sample, which was tested, I believe, yesterday. We'll have an update on that.
Nobody cares about any of that stuff.
We will, in fact, have a secret arbiter calling in to make a final. The Overweight Classic Championship Committee has claimed this will be final. There will be a decision today. Who is the winner of the 2016 Overweight Classic? And, on top of that, the Overweight Classic Song Contest, the ode to the Overweight Classic. I'll tell everybody right now, if you're listening to this live, you have until 6 Eastern to get your entry to me. 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Send it to me, 30 seconds or less, MP3 format, brian@wrestlingobserver.com. Put Filthy Contest in the subject line. And the winner does, in fact, get a Fight Kit ring-worn jacket that Filthy Tom Lawler wore to the ring for his fight with Corey Anderson. The fight jacket from his fight kit from Filthy Tom. It will go to the winner. About a half dozen entries right now. That's it. So right now, if you submitted a song, the odds are in your favor. So you have time, everybody. If you want to enter, you still have until 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific. Filthy Tom Lawler Show. Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave Meltzer tonight as well. We had a new Brian and Craig show last night talking Retro Raw and Retro Nitro. And before we go to the phones, I want to poll everybody on what you think of this idea. We've been watching NWA World Championship Wrestling from 30 years ago this week, every week. But because of when we started watching Raw and Nitro, we're watching 19 years ago instead of 20. And somebody suggested what you should do is beginning in January, instead of doing Raw and Nitro, you should find another classic show on the network or a series of shows that you could watch every single week for a full year. And then in January of 2018, you can go back 20 years for Raw and Nitro. What do you think of that idea? Go ahead and text me, email me, tweet me. Let me know what you think. Or if you have suggestions on top of that. And we'll make a decision come the end of the year.
Oh, boy.
And no, this is not just a way for me to avoid three-hour nitros.
I know what this is opening up. This is going to open up with people that are desperately wanting you to watch ECW and review that every single week, which you want to talk about something that will get long in the tooth fast.
Dude, it gets long in the tooth watching one of them.
It's ECW without a lot of the original music, without a lot of the original context that it aired in. And even back in the day when you did get a chance to watch it all the time, there are parts of ECW that hold up fantastic. There are other parts where you watch it week after week after week, and you could see how the Emperor was barely holding on to shreds of clothes at times there.
One other thing, this person says, what happened to the Brian and Vinny show for Survivor Series? Vinny's wife had surgery. He is off for a week. So that's the answer to that question. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. I have a question.
Dude, I knew, Ryan, don't even start. I knew it was you, and I know what your question is. Would you like me to beat you to the punch?
No, I don't think you know what my question is. It's about
it
the contract.
Like a psychic,
you know, James Ellsworth is the lowest paid main eventer in WWE history is my question.
Is he the lowest paid main eventer in WWE history?
Well, based on inflation, too, you have to figure that into account.
Based on inflation. And I thought for sure, Ryan, that you were going to ask me, you were going to mock me and say, Brian, didn't I tell you that they were going to do the Mikey Whipwreck push with James Ellsworth? You were going to ask that, weren't you?
I already asked you that on Twitter, but you didn't answer the question, so I figured you didn't like that question too much, and yet kicked me off the show for asking that, so I was afraid to ask it on the show.
Well, I asked it for you, Ryan, and I'm going to give you the answer right now. James Ellsworth is not getting the Mikey Whipwreck push. Because Mikey Whipwreck, in fact, won the championship. He held it for over a month. Mikey Whipwreck held the ECW world title, the tag team titles three times, the world television title. He won an ECW world tag team title tournament. He was the ECW European junior heavyweight champion, and he was the third ECW triple crown champion.
The European, the what?
If anything like this even remotely transpires with James Ellsworth, then I will say, Ryan from Cumberland, you were right.
Well, I can tell you one way this gimmick is the same, though. his tag team partner, Dean Ambrose, or his buddy uses the double underhook DDT, and Mick Foley also used that in ECW, so this is the way it's very similar.
Man, it's amazing true. How your brain works, Ryan. Listen, I don't know if James Ellsworth is the lowest paid main eventer of all time. I highly doubt it. I mean, maybe he is. I don't know. I don't know what his contract is for. You got to remember, when you're a main eventer, Ryan, it's not just what you make on your contract. James Ellsworth is selling merchandise. I mean, let's think about this. Maybe Jack Swagger was making double what James Ellsworth's base contract is, but I would bet that James Ellsworth probably has sold close to as many t-shirts in 1 week as Jack Swagger sold in his whole WWF title run, or WWE title run, or whatever it was. So, I don't know. It's hard to say. All right. Thanks, Ryan. I really appreciate the call. I cannot stand dead air like that. This is a byplay, everybody. I stop talking, and then you talk, right?
Do you still want him to continue talking?
No, I hung up on him.
I know you did.
But I didn't ban him. Big difference.
He has been the conductor of the James Ellsworth train, so.
Person here says, the smoothness of AJ catching his foot in the ropes off the kick was beautiful, so very well done. And the Mountie indeed got his man. That's right, Dean Ambrose was playing the Mountie at one point. You know what AJ reminded me of? That Shawn Michaels, the ladder match where he got knocked off the ladder, and he crotched the ropes and got his foot caught in the ropes.
I thought Styles killed himself when he went off the ladder. Ellsworth pushed him off the ladder. It's like, you know what? You are really tempting fate this week.
No, you know what it was? You know what that was? That was AJ Styles saying, everybody worried that Braun Strowman killed me. Look, I can do the same thing without Braun Strowman.
That's true, I guess.
That's exactly what he did.
His body control is something else, because you try to imagine yourself like, okay, could I, like, no, I would have probably shattered my ribs on the ring apron and then face first onto the mats outside. Professional.
I want to mention here very quickly that the ratings for Raw on Monday night, interest coming out of the Survivor Series pay-per-view, led to a boost in Raw ratings last night, and the second highest number going against football this year. This, by the way, is a correction. Originally, we had that it was at 3.03 million viewers or something like that. That was actually it was a problem with addition or something. I didn't do the math, believe it or not. But the actual number of viewers was 2.99 million. So it actually fell very, very, very slightly below 3 million. Yeah. Second only to the 3.13 million for the October 17th show for the return of Goldberg. First hour, 3.14. Second hour, 3.10. Third hour, 2.77. That is what happens when you bring Goldberg back. You hold him off till the end of the show. He does 3.13 million viewers. And then you never hold him off until the end of the show again, and thus you never come near that number. I mean, is this that hard? Why was Goldberg out at the beginning of the show on Monday?
Again, that was one of those ones where it's like, did he already have plans where it's like, I got to go or something like that? And I know what you'll say is, you know, if you're paying this guy or whatever it is, make it wait till the end. But again, the way it went, and him never making an appearance later and having no Paul Heyman or anything like that happen later on in the show, it almost seems like he did have to get out of there. Now, I wonder going forward when he is on, because if he is at Vince McMahon's beck and call and has got no problem coming in when Vince needs him to, when they do use him, do they overdo it and stick him in every hour? Do they wait till the end of the show and build it up? I'm interested to see what they do, because they do tend to get heavy-handed with things like that work, the New Day being an example, although it's not exactly the same thing, but they will beat you to death with it. Well, we see Goldberg nonstop thinking, well, okay, 3 million at the end, we can try to have Goldberg all show long. I don't think that would work.
Caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, gentlemen. It's John from Arkansas, and I have my own little personal thoughts and was going to expound on what you were just also talking about. First, to that particular point, pacing, not something they do quite well there. Second off, this James Ellsworth thing is long in the tooth, and I can't complain too much about this based on the fact that we're doing the same thing in a roundabout way with our good friends, the New Day, over on Raw. comedy acts that don't sustain for long-term periods will always be death, ultimately. Serious wrestling always tends to stay with you longer and have more of a dramatic effect than just a comedy thing.
You know, I was watching...
My own personal opinion.
I want to thank you very much for the call, John. I want to talk about that very briefly here. I was watching, as noted, the Retro Raw and Retro Nitro from 19 years ago this week, and they had a segment with Steve Austin and The Rock. There was a lot of funny stuff in that segment. And then Austin just beat his ass. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. It's okay to have some comedy, but you got to do a mud hole stomping at the end. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit geico.com today.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, Mike Sempervivi also of WrestlingObserver.com. Text message here, if Goldberg has three matches left, and one is the Rumble, and then a Brock rematch, what is the other? Could he win the Rumble, get a short title run before eventually losing to Lesnar? Well, that's not exactly what's going on. So, Goldberg has as many matches left as Vince wants him to have. He basically has the Brock Lesnar deal now. He will wrestle for money. And if Vince pays him enough money, he'll wrestle. That's it. So he may have three matches, he may have 100 matches. Let's have a Dave run in where he says he ain't gonna have 100 matches.
He's not going to have 100 matches.
He's not going to have 100 matches. But he's probably going to have, at least from now until WrestleMania. And hey, listen, every 6-8 months, there's a good time for Goldberg to make a return. And they can do whatever match they want.
And
they got a lot of matches that could be dream matches with Goldberg.
And he can be, I guess, kind of tough to deal with from a business point of view. He can be hard-headed as far as how he views himself, and I guess he can come off in some ways as arrogant to other people. We've had all of these things said about him in the past, but one thing we do know about him is he is smart enough to know not to damage himself. So if there's going to be another check and a balance in Vince McMahon's world when he gets excited and wants to use Goldberg too much, I can see Goldberg, even though he is doing this for the money, not doing anything that's going to damage his reputation and his legacy, because that is important to him, no matter what wrestling fans and historians, how they view Goldberg in the grand scheme of things. He knows how he views himself in the grand scheme of things, and that's all that matters to him.
But you got to look at this differently. You have to look at this differently. Now that he's on the Lesnar deal, he doesn't have to worry about them asking him to do something stupid because he's got the Lesnar deal.
They're going to have to pay him to do something stupid.
They got to pay a ton of money to get Goldberg to come in and do a match. How many times have they really screwed up Brock Lesnar? I know people argue Survivor Series, but I don't think so.
Nah.
They're very, very careful about how they use Brock. They use Brock better than almost anybody in the entire company because they have to pay crazy money to get the guy. It's the same thing with Goldberg. Vince knows it makes no sense for me to pay Goldberg a lot of money and have him come in and wrestle a long, terrible match and lose. So I don't think we got to worry about that.
They've wasted appearances with Brock Lesnar, but they haven't had too many damaging ones. And that I can see that. And hopefully they don't waste any appearances with Goldberg either. I mean, don't have him out there just to stand there. Don't have him out there to do a promo. I think if you are going to use him again, there's more to that night. You know what I mean? It's not just going to be, you know, cut the promo and go. Because that kind of drives me nuts when they do that with Brock Lesnar. It's like, I know that you don't want to give away too much, but you're paying this guy a lot of money to stand there while Paul Heyman talks. You didn't need for this to happen. This could have happened via satellite.
This person says, will Goldberg count as a Raw entry into the Rumble match itself? Who knows? Dude, these things change on a daily basis. Maybe he's one of them, maybe he's not. I'm
going to be a proponent. I know people are probably going to hate this. Just this year, just because it's the Alamo Dome, just because you need a lot of seats to fill and all that sort of stuff. And the fact that they are doing wacky times with the pay-per-views anyway, I say make it a 40-person Rumble. And I know there's going to be a lot of filler in there and stuff like that, but it gives NXT guys a shot to be there, and it gives a lot of wacky names a chance to be there. Hopefully, they can hook up a deal with New Japan and use Shinsuke Nakamura's influence, and we can get the great Kojika out there bumping.
Here's the problem with your 40 men. The show is 4 hours long, 6 hours if we include the pre-show. So we have to have matches. Like, we probably have to have 6 other matches.
Well,
and you know there's going to be tag matches, so I don't think they have a roster to do a 4-hour show with an hour of that being a Royal Rumble with 40 men.
Well, there's the pre-show, number one.
WCW.
the 80-man.
Yeah, so think
World
about
War
that. They got to have 2 matches at least on the pre-show. Then they have to have a 4-hour wrestling show and the Royal Rumble. There's no way they can do 40.
Yeah, but one of the things they've done in the past is guys who have wrestled certain matches wouldn't be in the Rumble, which I think this year you just have to have as many people as you can in the Rumble. And as short as the roster is, again, I'm not saying that you want to see Jinder Mahal or you want to see, you know, Curt Hawkins in the Rumble, but they do have enough bodies. I'm not saying they're great names, but they got enough bodies to fill 40, especially if you bring in, you know, people back and use guys from NXT. I don't think that's the worst deal in the world.
In an appearance on ESPN's Five Rounds podcast with Brett Okamoto and Brian Campbell, Conor McGregor's agent, Adi Attar, address the possibility that we could see McGregor make an appearance at WrestleMania 33. Predictably, Attar said that they'd be willing to entertain offers from WWE if the financial terms are satisfactory. I think it's all about business, Attar said. If they're going to come with an offer, we're willing to entertain it. We're here. So have their people call his people, which is me, and we can have a conversation. Attar should have pretended that Connor had like 30 people, and he was one of the people they could call. Attar said that there haven't been any direct conversations with WWE or Triple H, but noted that they've heard rumors from other media members. Rumors of McGregor eventually appearing in WWE intensified when Triple H appeared at UFC 205 and spoke positively about McGregor in interviews. Dave Meltzer reported after the show that WWE is interested in McGregor making an appearance for the company. When asked if an appearance would involve getting physical in an actual match, Attar said that would likely be determined by how big the offer is. Now, let's all remember, by the way, that it doesn't matter how big the offer is. It still needs to be cleared by Dana White and UFC. And they may say, dude, go ahead, do whatever appearance you want, punch out the damn Big Show, but you're not doing a wrestling match.
Well, look, what's the timing of Connor's next fight, too? Isn't he supposed to fight in the spring?
No one knows.
Okay.
I believe he claimed that, but who even knows?
Yeah, I mean, that's at least what they're eyeing. So you do have that, too, which is going to play a part. If he's fighting in April or if he's fighting in May, I don't care what the offer is. I'm not losing out on my pay-per-view money, especially if it's going to be against Khabib for anything that's got to do with WrestleMania. You know, just say, hey, sorry, have him show up for SummerSlam and do something then.
I'm going to read this text. I think it's true. In fact, I'm almost positive it's true. If it's not true, I will be happy to issue a correction.
Uh-oh.
This person says the CMLL bodybuilding contest is on.
It is.
It is sponsored by steroids. The grand prize is steroids.
Hey.
I love Lucha so much. Now, I do know that in past years, there was a steroid company that sponsored the CMLL bodybuilding show. So I'm pretty sure
Fact.
This is all true.
Yes.
Because steroids are classified differently in Mexico than they are here in America. I think you can buy them over the counter down there.
A lot of different ones you can. And there's a lot of unlisted bottles that you can buy too. This is why, you know, with a lot of guys, you know, baseball players, although you don't hear it as much anymore, but you used to hear guys that go down there and play Winter League Baseball, come back up, get hit coming over the border with a bunch of stuff. And I'm almost positive it's happened with wrestlers too. Kerry Von Erich may have been one of those people that it happened to. So, you should see some of the pictures that came out of that thing too, of guys who are, you know, 50 years old who are looking like they are, you know, 23 years old in their prime.
This person says, would you rather see Shane versus Lesnar or Connor? Give me a break. I want to see neither. This person says, I think a 40-man rumble would be perfect this year. There shouldn't be a problem having some guys pull double duty. This person says, will some of the rumble time be filled with a woman's rumble? Women's rumble, maybe 10 or 15 women.
No.
Why?
Can you lower the ring to the floor and then still make them be eliminated by
falling out of the...
Dude, this ain't the
model era. They can all go over the top rope.
Oh, really? Alicia Fox can go over the top rope?
Actually, Alicia Fox can go way over the top rope.
That's
I'm not worried
problem,
about
though.
Her going over the top rope. I'm worried about her actually doing moves in the ring.
She's like... I know she's like Gumby, but she falls out so awkwardly. But Sasha Banks... I mean, any of the... No, thank you.
Mike, I can't even believe you're saying this.
You're telling me...
You're telling me that we can have a women's Hell in a Cell match and all of these matches, but they can't take a bump over the top rope to the apron and then the floor? Of course
Becky Lynch can. Natalia can. Some of these other women, no.
They can barely
do moves. You talk about them barely being able to do moves in the ring. Why do you want to see them go flying over the top rope?
Let me tell you something.
Some of them can't even fly through the second and third ropes.
Okay, because it's fake, and they can very easily just fall over the top to the apron and go to the floor if they're uncoordinated. Well, dude,
we've also seen it not go well.
We have seen women's battle royals with the bottom of the barrel. What the hell's her name on Total Divas that...
Eva Marie?
No. I mean, she'd be bad too, but I forget her name. I mean, everyone's listening right now is just screaming, but I'm glad I forgot. But anyway, the point is, like...
The one that was on Total... what the hell is it? You used to dance with Naomi Cameron.
No, not Cameron. She could go over the top.
Rosa?
Rosa! That I'd be worried about.
Does she have a job still?
Yeah! As far as
I
know.
Damned.
The current crop of women on Raw and SmackDown could easily do a battle royal. Listen, let me tell you something. You know who I'm more worried about than any active woman on the entire roster? Braun Strowman. I know there's like this, it's Nia. A thing on our board now where Braun Strowman's actually great. All of his squash matches look great. All of his offense looks great. Give me a break. It takes two to tango, and he's got great opponents. But if you watch, like, watch Braun Strowman. Watch him run. Watch him do spots. Everything he does, he looks like he's going to fall down at any second. He's so unstable on his feet. That's a guy I don't need to see go over the top rope.
The only good part about Braun in the Royal Rumble is that guys can talk to him at length and you won't pay attention to it. Here's the funny thing with Braun. Watch him over the last couple of weeks be involved in the Survivor Series thing and watch the guys in the ring, even during interview segments, placing him. When the camera's on or it pulls back and it's somebody either tapping him or whispering to him, he's got no idea even how to act during interviews. So he's obviously got a long way to go in the ring, which we continue to keep seeing.
Let's go to the phones. You are on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is Corey from Florida.
Yes, Corey.
Yes, sir. I was just calling because I just want to express frustration as a fan, especially with this whole James Ellsworth thing. I feel like every time WWE has a good idea or something hot going or something that's in the right direction, they either overemphasize on it or twerk it to where it becomes a joke. And I just feel frustrated with it. That's all.
That is what they do. They ride it into the ground.
Yeah. And I get worried that they're going to do it with other stuff like Goldberg and other things that they have that are really hot and good. And it's hard to keep tuning in as a fan when you see it over and over again.
What did you think of Goldberg and Brock Lesnar on Sunday?
As a fan, I liked it a lot. I liked the nostalgia of, you know, Goldberg smashing him because it took me back to the old days of him in WCW. From a critical standpoint, though, I think it hurt Brock. I mean, they've spent 3 years building him as a monster, and I don't have a problem with him losing, but I do feel like if he does lose, it should be an all-out fight.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I guess we'll see where they go with the second one. I think you're going to see an all-out fight. The all-out fight is coming. And you know what? Jose Aldo got knocked out in 13 seconds by Conor McGregor. Because sometimes, no matter how great you are, you just get smashed!
Yeah.
And who knows what would happen in a rematch, which I don't know if we're ever going to see. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, at Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. Just call 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. This person says, I don't expect Shawn Michaels to ever wrestle again, but he's got to have more than just an appearance at the Rumble in Texas, right? Maybe a special referee spot? Well, here's the thing about the Royal Rumble in Texas. They do need to sell tens of thousands of seats. But if they announce Goldberg in the Royal Rumble, Brock Lesnar in the Royal Rumble, and Texas's own Undertaker versus AJ Styles for the WWE World Heavyweight title, I'm not sure that adding Shawn Michaels is going to make that substantial a difference above and beyond everything else. I do think that Shawn should be involved. I'm not saying that he shouldn't. I just think that they've got some tricks up their sleeve where all will be fine. And tricks up their sleeve could also include like $3 tickets. It would be the last time they did that at the Alamo Dome.
Probably do both of those things then.
That's right. We're going to wrap it up here for today, everybody. I want to thank you all for listening. Thursday is American Thanksgiving. We will not be live, but we will be back here on Friday. We will be doing pretty much all of the normal shows for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com. Brian and Vinny's Thursday night show is questionable because there is no Vinny, but I'll probably do it solo since baby and mommy go to bed at 8 and daddy does not go to bed until 2, so that's 6 full hours. I'll probably do something on Thanksgiving night. But check it out at WrestlingObserver.com, everybody. And we are here live and free Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, etc. Full schedule at SportsByline.com. You can listen live at Sports Byline or WrestlingObserver.com. And through TuneIn Radio on your smartphone. So check that out. And that is it from here. I want to thank Mike, as always, all the folks at Sports Byline USA. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.